Hey there, this message is for new kindergarten teachers. Are you ready to dive into your first year of teaching kindergarten with confidence? I've got just the thing for you this summer. PD by the pool. Imagine soaking up the sun and taking advantage of all that summer has to offer, while at the same time learning everything you need to know for a successful first school year teaching kindergarten. All in short 10-minute audio lessons. How is that possible? This private audio course is a private podcast exclusive for you, a first-year kindergarten teacher, that you can take with you wherever you go while you're enjoying summer. As you know with podcasts, the great thing is all you need is your phone. In PD by the Pool, I cover everything from classroom setup to teaching routines to the first social-emotional lessons you'll want to teach your students. Plus, you'll get some fantastic bonuses, including a first month of kindergarten scope and sequence with everything you want to teach your kids for the first month of kindergarten. And here's the splashtastic deal. Grab the Summer Learning Bundle, and you'll get access to not only PD by the Pool, but the live kinder coaching week that will happen in July, where you get to ask me all of your kinder questions. With the Summer Learning Bundle, it's a buy one, get one half off deal. So don't miss out. Swim on over to pdbythepool.com and secure your spot in PD by the Pool today. Let's make waves this summer and get ready for an amazing school year. See you by the pool. Hey, teacher friends, it's Ziba from Kindergarten Cafe, and today we are talking all about not over-preparing the classroom. We're building off of this from last week. Last week, we talked about what really matters for day one of school. This is part of our mini-series in July on preparing for your best year in kindergarten yet. And part of that, part of having the best year of kindergarten yet, is not over-preparing your classroom. So let's dive in. I'll tell you what I mean. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. So I've been there. I've been there for the summer, preparing all the things, working nonstop, buying all the things, making all the things up till the last minutes of the last hours of the last day before summer ends. And it really, it's feeling productive. It's feeling like I'm getting something done and feeling ready. But then I was exhausted before the students even arrived. And as we talked about last week, I was preparing the wrong things. So it felt productive. It felt like I was being successful. But when it actually came to teaching, I was not prepared at all. I had my classroom, beautiful, but in a theme that I loved and I was so excited for, and then got really tired of because it was like a lot. It was Pete the Cat everywhere, and I got tired of it real fast. So I'll learn from my mistakes. This is why I do these podcasts. I want new teachers to learn from my mistakes and save yourself the trouble. Why do we want to overprepare over the summer? It helps us feel better to feel in control. That's a huge piece of it, right? Especially if you can't get into the classroom, which, by the way, I literally have an episode called If You Can't Get Into the Classroom Already, What Can You Do? Because for me, like in my school, it depends on cleaning or if there's some services using the school over the summer. Like there were years where I couldn't get in until like a week before school started. And it was stressful, especially like one of my newer years teaching. And so working over the summer to prepare things for my classroom, doing, making all the things that I could think of and buying all the things made me feel more in control and more prepared, even though I wasn't. And the other reason we overprepare is I really feel like the pressure from social media. Pinterest perfect, but now it's not just Pinterest perfect, it's Instagram perfect and TikTok perfect, and comparing yourselves with all these teacher influencers. And as I said last time, that doesn't actually mean that they're going to be a successful classroom for young learners. So keep that in mind. So what actually needs to be ready for day one, as we talked about last time, but well, we didn't talk too much about it, but having your first week of school lessons prepped will make you feel ready and will actually help you be successful, unlike printing out more decoration things to hang up, right? Actually knowing what you're going to teach and how you're going to teach it will help you be ready and be successful. If you want my exact lesson plans, I can sell them to you. In my back to school pack for kindergarten, it's also included in the first month of school bundle. I have expanded on them. Originally I had like my exact lesson plans, and then I added to them to make it so that you had the option for half day lesson or full day lessons, because I didn't always have full day lessons and some people do. Like, what would I do if the first day of school was a full day? So it is my exact lesson plans and then some. Lots of different activities that you can do. You can see how I break down teaching routines and expectations. So if you are new, I really recommend it. If not mine, ask a teammate, like ask to see if they have first week of school lesson plans, because it helps to see it broken down, and then you can go from there. So if you're going to spend the time on anything over the summer, it's that. The other thing that you actually need to have ready before school starts are student materials. And you don't necessarily need them all for day one. So definitely you want name tags. You need a place for students to know where to sit and if they're going to like sign in or find their locker or whatever your routine will be. Like, those are priority, but their science folders and writing folders, you are not doing those the first week or two at all. So while I like to have that stuff ready before school starts, I also know to give myself grace. And if it's not ready, that's okay. I'm not doing it right away. What I am doing right away is needing name tags. The classroom organization needs to be ready for school, but here's a big asterisk, but not every area of the room needs to be ready to go and open. In fact, I like to close off certain play areas and areas of my classroom, like the library. I have a stop sign I put in front of it, a closed sign. I like to do that because I want to teach my students exactly how to use that space so they can be successful, so they can clean it up right, so they can use it appropriately. But it also means for me as a teacher, if it's not ready before the kids come, that's okay. It doesn't have to be. And there have been years where I just shove that close sign up and I'm not ready to deal with it yet, and that's okay. The thing you actually need to have ready before school starts is, as I said last week, family communication plan, and some already sent out before school starts with over communicating what families need to know about school. It will save you a lot of time to over communicate. Trust me. And as I said last time as well, you need to have those routines thought about and thought about how you're going to teach the routines. So in order to do that, you need to think about what you want the routines to look like when the kids are being successful with them. We will get more into routines in the next mini series in August. If you can't wait till then, reach out and I can send you other resources I have in the meantime. But don't worry, we will get into how I teach routines and all of that. So those are all the things to focus on. So what can wait? What can wait to do? As I said last time a little bit, every single bulletin board does not need to be set up, and I would argue shouldn't be. I don't have anything on my bulletin boards when I start the year except for my calendar. That's it. Every other bulletin board is empty. I used to think I need to put up these signs that say amazing work coming soon so people would know, like that's why I have it empty. No, I like that it's empty. It's a clean slate. They have fabric. And by the way, that is like the best trick ever, is putting fabric on the bulletin board and not paper so it never fades. I've never had to change it. That's a prime example of work smarter, not harder. But every bulletin board has the fabric and the border and that's it. I would argue it doesn't even need that. If you're not ready for that, if you don't have time, that can wait. But it definitely doesn't need to have things on it. We want to leave room for the kids to leave their mark. And we don't want to be overstimulating. We don't want to have just like things that are on your wall should have a purpose. they should have a purpose for the kids, for their learning. It should like help them with their learning. And if it doesn't, if it's just pretty to look at, like, no need. No thanks. Save your time. Save your money. What else can wait? Having every center prepped and ready. We talked about this last time. Every copy prepped for the first month of kindergarten. Like I like to get some copies done before school starts, so I am ready for the first 2 weeks. But that's more so that I have things ready to go and grab, as because you don't ever quite know like how long things will take. So it's good to have things ready to just grab and go. But I'm not going to do month copies for the whole entire month because I need to be flexible with what we're doing and based on how the kids are reacting to things, right? I don't have all of my seasonal activities. I mean, I do now because I use the same ones every year, but I don't have all those. Like, you don't have to have all those ready to go. Like, worry about December or February when those months come. Having all your like small group materials, intervention materials ready. Like, again, you can wait. You don't have to have those ready. And I would argue, even if you did, like me, I had every possible intervention material I could think of ready just from over the years of teaching. And even still this year, I made brand new materials for my kids because they were based on what my students needed at that moment, at that time. So that's why I wouldn't go wasting your time getting all this stuff ready until you've met your kids and seen what they need. Which goes back to the general idea for this whole classroom setup and like summer planning is you want to leave room in the plans, in your routines, in your classroom to adjust to the students. Like, they will tell you what they need. You will get to know them and they will show you what it is they need. So routines that worked really well for one group might not work well for another group, and you might have to adjust. One classroom area might be so popular 1 year, and then like this year, this past school year, my block area was like never used at all. I had a lot of girls, and it's not stereotyping, but this group of girls just wasn't interested in building. And so I adjusted. I got another dollhouse because the dollhouse was very popular. I actually got two other dollhouses. I turned the block area into like a small world play area, right? So the classroom should grow with the kids as you get to know them. So you want to leave room for that. And just remember that prepared doesn't actually mean perfect. Prepared means you're ready for the students. You're ready for what they actually need. We can call it the good enough classroom instead of the Pinterest perfect classroom. But that's what it is before school starts. Like, I just think back to the line in Princess Diaries when she looks in the mirror and says, well, this is as good as it's going to get. I kind of feel that way about the classroom come the first day of school. Like, it doesn't have to all be ready. And I don't think it should all be ready because you want to adjust to the kids in front of you. Take that pressure off of yourself. And as long as you can say, well, this is as good as it's going to get, and you're actually ready for the kids, like their names are on things, you have whatever materials they're going to need organized, you know how you're going to teach them the routines, like that's what you need ready. So don't spend your energy and time trying to finish everything. Make sure you spend some time of your summer for yourself as well. And when you are feeling like I'm over preparing because I want to feel more in control and I'm not sure I'm preparing the right things, please reach out. Reach out to me. Send me a DM at Kindergarten Cafe. Send me an email, ziba@kindergartencafe.org. And I can help give you resources so that you can actually focus on what really matters. Definitely, if you want to over prepare because it makes you feel better, grab that first month of school bundle because it has everything you will need for the first month of school. So you won't have to worry that you're over preparing or preparing in the wrong direction. That's all that you need. So great. So stay tuned because next week we have a requested topic by one of you listeners, which is a topic I think many of you are probably have wondered at some point in your life. How nice should you be in the first month of kindergarten? How nice should you be in kindergarten? All right, so stay tuned for that, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.